I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Social unrest leads to gospel opportunities in Bangladesh. More on that coming up. Later, a new animated film targets unreached people groups. First, on Monday, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled Bangladesh after a violent crackdown failed to stop student-led protests against her government. But now, instead of the conflict toning down, reports are coming out about protesters targeting religious minorities and those perceived to be supporters of the former prime minister. Bruce Allen with FMI says,
opposition parties are vandalizing their opponents' offices, burning down internet facilities, all sorts of things like that. Our partners say that they expect violence to increase. In fact, while I was chatting with one of them, he said, I hear gunfire right now, gotta go.
Many churches and Hindu temples have been destroyed and people killed in the last few days. FMI's ministry efforts in Bangladesh have continued, but people are hesitant to leave their homes. Yet, despite the chaos,
Pastor Rajib, who's one of our leadership team members, says that services still have gone on with all of our partners, church planters across the nation. In fact, I was pleased to see and actually saw photos of pastors leading their congregations in prayer vigils, interceding for the country.
Pray with them that all of Bangladesh would seek Jesus.
Pray for the evangelists and the church planters to have boldness to declare the gospel of the Prince of Peace.
Next, to follow Christ in Muslim-majority Pakistan is to know hardship. Bruce with Uncharted Ministries says that Christians struggle in nearly every life category.
They are unable to get good jobs. They're impoverished. Many of them are illiterate or very uneducated. They're just a lower class.
With no social safety nets, emergencies often leave believers in debt. Brickyard owners offer to pay off the debt but demand manual labor in return.
There are 20,000 brickyards that enslave up to 2 million Christians.
Uncharted partners with local believers to rescue families from brickyard slavery.
We're paying a financial debt so they are set free, and it's such a correlation to what Christ has done for us, paying our debt of sin, that we're set free.
They've rescued 21 families since the beginning of the program.
We just rescued a family on July 15th, a husband and wife and six children. The debt that kept them enslaved was $250. That was low. Typically, the average is somewhere between $700 to $1,000 U.S. dollars.
You can help these families stay out of slavery by learning how to run their own small business. Look for the links in the full report online. And finally, can you believe that a third of the world's 8 billion people have never heard the gospel of Jesus? It's a staggering number that ministries like Jesus Film Project are rallying to bring to zero. Holly Newell with Jesus Film Project says,
not long ago, we took a look at the world and its growing population, and we said, we're doing what God has called us to do, but we're not doing it fast enough.
Their research identified two important strategies.
70% of people who've never heard the name of Jesus live in just 12 countries. And so we're zeroing in on those 12 countries. The other thing we know, the world is very young. And in some of those top 12 countries, the average age is only 18.
Today, Jesus Film Project is leveraging its 45-year legacy to create a new, fully animated Jesus film for the next generation. The film will use much of the audio tracks already recorded for the original Jesus film. That means when it releases in December 2026, it will quickly become available in more than 2,000 languages.
We partner with over 1,800 different mission organizations. They're the ones who are doing the hard work of showing the film, of doing the follow-up, of building the churches. So we just want to take this new animated tool, give it to them and say, go and reach the people that have yet to hear.
Find your place in this exciting story and connect with updates from Jesus Film Project at missionnews.org.
Our vision and passion is to give every person in the world the opportunity to hear Jesus say, I love you, in their heart language.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.